The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know there's a great way that you could win free passes to Skankfest. All you gotta do right now is go visit our favorite sponsor, Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Not only have they stayed with us for the festival, but they've become a loyal sponsor of everything Gas Digital, and they have tickets for you. All you got to do to win all access passes, courtesy of YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, is go to YoKratom.com, and there's multiple ways to win. Five winners will get a pair of tickets to the festival, and one lucky grand prize winner is also going to get two all access passes, hotel, and flight covered by YoKratom up to a $1,500 max value and a free kilo of Kratom. So how do you win this incredible package? All you got to do right now is go to YoKratom.com/skank. Fest for your chance to enter. There's multiple ways to win. All you got to do once again is go to yokratom.com/skankfest, and you guys can have a chance to come to Skankfest for free. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Holy shit, baby boys, it's Friday. Happy Halloween, Halloween weekend. It's happening. It's happening. I am your host, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. The one and the only Louis J. Gomez, I should say, with the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
What up, dude?
Feeling good.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, yay. We got two great guests today. As
yes,
always,
we do.
Two incredible guests, two lovely guests, two lovely ladies. Lovely ladies putting on the beat. Baby, 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 hungry for a poke. Even stokers need a little stoke. Come here, my dear, let's see the trinket you wear.
Can you write a musical? I want you to write a musical.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Who is it?
What
Wicked.
Was that?
No, it wasn't Wicked. Madame, I'll sell it to you.
It's got to be Les Mis, the only one
on
you know.
It is
Les
Miserables.
It's the only one you know.
You know it. There we go.
I didn't even know it, but I was like, Lewis has one musical that goes,
lovely
you know
lady. It's about hookers. It's a song about hookers. Lovely lady.
Did you learn it from Mother's Day?
Come on, man.
Well, it was a good joke.
I truly thought you were.
Zaggle snake, zaggle snake, zaggle snake, zaggle snake.
Did you think he was making it up?
On the spot, yeah.
Yeah, me too, because 100%. It started like nice, and then he started
it
singing.
Veered it off and to left field really quickly.
Yeah.
It's a song about hookers. You guys can play it for a second, but don't get me. I am monetizing now on YouTube. I realize this.
Santi, my dear, I'll pay you well for your youth.
Yeah.
The pain it's won't last.
Is this the movie?
Yeah.
The movie stinks.
I do it
fine. All right, stop it. Forget it. Stop it. Stop, Shannon. It's not good.
5 minutes long.
It's a good song. But they don't do it good in the movie. They try to do their own thing too much. Like, chill. Just fucking, you know, give me the songs that we like. Anyway, either way, very excited about our guests today. Two lovely ladies sitting at the booth.
Calling you prostitutes.
The broad topics gals are here. Ladies and gentlemen, Kimberly Congdon.
Hello.
And Alex Intern. That's how I have you on my phone.
It's so rude.
To this day.
That's crazy.
You're an intern in my phone.
I upgraded you to producer Alex.
Thank you. Thanks. Maybe I'll upset Lewis
that you did that.
No.
Lewis is in my phone for the first time as Lewis J. Gomez.
What was in your phone as before?
Your old number was stupid, J. Gomez, because you made me mad that you gave me your number, and then I kept it like that for 7 years.
Stupid J.
You're
Gomez.
In my phone as Lewis Gomez.
No, you would not do that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do that. Yeah. You left out the J even in your phone?
I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that level of petty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Kim.
It really, truly is.
Yeah, oh, I believe it. I believe it, Kimberly. You should see whatever you have.
It's not on
phone
purpose.
Is.
I'm just not going to add the J into my phone.
I have the J in my phone.
Thank you very much.
What's she in your phone as? Friend from work?
Zach Amico with two O's.
Yeah. So listen to me. We have an incredible show planned today. It is Halloween. We're going to get a little spooky today. Okay, we're gonna get a little fun.
Sounds like we already got a little spooky just now for you.
I was having a debate about who is the scariest of the classic Halloween characters, and I think this is a great topic for the Real Ass Podcast. I really do. But
you like the Universal monsters?
No. I'm talking about like Freddy, Jason. Okay. Fucking Michael Myers,
Chucky, Leatherface.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I don't think I've ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I've never seen Pinhead. I've never seen Hellraiser. But we'll throw them in there, okay? Pinhead, Leatherface.
And what are we doing with these guys?
We're going to figure out who's the scariest and why.
I have a list.
No, bitch. We're making our list.
Fuck.
No, because she came in and she knew what she was doing.
Preparing the show?
No, she was coming. She's... Well, Shannon, the whole point of the topic of conversation was to have a good 40 minutes of just having this talk.
You just wanted to list names for 40 minutes?
No. We were going to have the discussion and debate it. She comes in and she's like, hey, you know what, guys? Forget that 40-minute conversation. Here's a one-minute list that I'll just read off right now. Definitive list.
You can still debate them based on the list, Lewis.
Shannon, hit yourself. Hit yourself in the face right now.
No, the internet's still on.
Damn.
What?
What's happening?
I make her hit herself. Alex, you don't know. It's changed here on the Real Ass
Shannon,
Podcast.
Shannon.
Suddenly really Shannon, grateful for my help, role on Shannon, your shows.
Wait.
Please help me.
You do not hit yourself.
Hold on. Time out. You know what?
Shannon, do not hit yourself
now
on this
show. Show them titties.
Go to the bitch booth. Dance. Dance for them.
You guys,
it looks so sad.
I'm
so. It's like when you go to the zoo and they're like not sleeping, but they're not doing what they should be doing.
They're lethargic, but yeah. They're cheetahs. Yeah.
All the life's out of their eyes.
A gorilla just depressed staring down at the ground.
Dude, that was. I'm taking a clip of that and I'm sending it to both of your fathers.
Hell yeah. Well, Shannon doesn't know her.
I'm going to find your dad.
Shannon, hold on. Does this not in a weird way teach you to be stronger women?
You do not make her hit herself.
I make her hit herself when the internet goes out.
I want to know where Shannon, she hits herself. You slap yourself in the face? Mm-hmm. Open hand?
Yeah. Yep.
With a sound for the mic?
Shannon.
No.
It's like I do it in secret so Lewis knows the internet's down but doesn't get too mad about it because I hit myself.
Because here's the thing. This is what a good producer does, Alex. This is the difference between you and her.
This is the craziest
thing
I've
ever heard.
This is why,
by the way.
This your idea, Shannon?
This is why Shannon's the lead producer on this show.
Okay.
And because she...
This is like human trafficking behavior.
She takes accountability for anything that goes wrong on the show, as a producer should. So even if the internet goes down, something that is seemingly out of her control, she says, you know what? There is nothing out of my control. I'm a fucking producer. I smack myself right in the fucking mouth.
Okay. You know
that. Shannon, you know what? I love it. The more I'm talking about it, the more I'm saying it, the more I fucking love this.
Oh, now he's love bombing you. There are books on this, honey.
You know what's really horrifying?
There are full books on this behavior.
Hey, can you stop calling out my gaslighting of my employees as it happens?
When Lewis love bombs, you can't go in the apartment for 36 hours.
Dude, my Stockholm Syndrome is telling me to start doing this on Legion of Skanks when shit goes wrong. Like, truly deep down, I'm like, now I know what to do so that you won't be upset.
That's crazy. You're gonna start hitting yourself.
You have to hit yourself.
No, well, just so that he knows, I'm sure it doesn't have to be like a. I don't have to like.
Alex, you can't start hitting yourself. I'll stop the pot. I'll stop our show.
She'll stop it.
If you start hitting yourself,
thing, Alex.
No, let
Shannon's jealous.
We have to get Shannon out of there, but we can't. You know, save yourself
just
first.
Keep like a razor blade and like cut your legs under the table.
Can't do that.
Just slice yourself. Don't you hate cutters?
Yeah, I can't do that.
Oh, they bug the fuck out of me. No offense to the cutters out there that I know. There's a few of them out there, okay?
One of them killed your dad.
Come on. Fuck. Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay? Guess who'll stay?
Fuck, being a guest.
That's what's up, nigga.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
That was decent.
Thank you.
Okay. not even cutters. I've know a couple girls that are cutters that are cool, and they're kind of hot chicks. I got to be honest with you. They're a little fucked in the head. But the problem is not so much, I don't have a problem with a cutter. I have a problem with a cutter who dares to wear short sleeves in my presence. Around everyone.
You're talking about ex-cutters, or you know people like adults cutting still?
I don't fucking gauge the age of the wounds. I have no idea. I'm like, oh, let me see. How deep is that? That's a 6 month. That's a freshie.
You can tell when they're freshies or not.
You can tell if it's a 10-year-old like scar.
Or a new scar.
Because if you're cutting yourself in your 30s, there's an issue.
Yeah, if you've been cutting yourself and it's a long time ago, it looks like, you know, when people are like stuck on an island, they're just trying to keep track of the days. It looks like that. It's like old ass like lines.
For old, new, whatever. You're right. Fine. Yes, you can tell if it's fresh.
Well, I'm just saying I have more sympathy for somebody who cut themselves as a teenager than somebody who's cutting themselves in their 30s.
If you cut yourself as a teenager, and I'm not talking about like the way we all did. Like I did a couple little lines here and there.
You did.
Hold on.
This is
I'm
all
sorry.
Coming out now.
Come on. We all did not.
We all
did not do that.
You didn't carve N-I-N into your arm?
I started with N-I. And then I found a career.
I did. I carved like 9 Inch Nails with the one backwards N.
No.
You tried to cut yourself, but for a band?
Well, it was just like, it was like extra emo. It was.
You should have fucking finished it with cum poop.
That's pretty good, Zach. I almost gave you a Zach Snake. I did cut N-I-N into my arm when I was a teenager. But that
Is
was.
It still there?
No, it wasn't deep enough to scar like that. Yeah, I was a real pussy. But like my friend Dan would cut himself, and he had like just tons of cuts on his arms.
The ones you got to watch out for are the girls that cut their upper thighs so that no one sees it. Because that's not performative.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a little bit performative when a girl wears like a tank top. You're like, bitch, you gave up tank tops when you decided to do that to yourself. You can't fucking let us look at your weird stigmata arms and we have to fucking just deal with it. And we're all sitting here just like, all right, dude. You're fucked.
We can't see it. It's like when a little kid plays hide and go seek in front of you.
Yes. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. I bet you fucking Natalie cuts. Natalie, no. Did you ever cut?
She does not strike me.
I bet you she would cut.
No, but I definitely know people who do.
I know.
Did.
We know you know those
Well,
people.
Shannon cuts every time she messes up on your show.
Hell yeah. By the way, that is mild. That is mild.
Yeah,
that is
really
I think
bad
that's
cases.
Old ones. Like scars.
Yeah, those
No,
are
I old. Know. Those are old ass scars, but that is mild.
Oh, that arm
as fuck.
Down there.
Yeah,
pretty...
the bottom left one. Yeah.
That one's a good one.
That makes me so uncomfortable.
No, I've seen bitches like that.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm you're like, you hate yourself.
Ah.
You fucking hate yourself.
You know, this is also the women we kind of
attract.
Let into our circle.
Though. I have 100% hooked up with multiple cutters in my life. Multiple. It's crazy. The fact that I've had multiple cutters, like we found our ways.
When he was inside them, they were box cutters.
Oh, hell yeah, Kim. Hell yeah. Not bad. She's telling jokes today. So, look, here's what I'm saying. Cut yourself all you want. I'm not going to sit here. I'm not your dad. I'm a God. I'm not playing God for you.
They wish you were.
If you want to fucking cut yourself, cut yourself. Wear long sleeves. That's all I'm saying. Speaking of which, podcastmerch.com. You guys can grab long sleeve t-shirts, hoodies, all that stuff, especially if you're a cutter, right? Let's do our plugs. Let's get our plugs out of the way.
Jesus.
What? We're plugging.
Nice.
We have a dark show today, by the way. Shannon started reading me the topics. I'm going to have her read all the topics today, one by one. It's wild what Shannon wants us to talk about.
Wait, but I have one uplifting story in there that I added to brighten the day.
If you were funny, you would tell me the darkest one right now.
No, I'm not funny.
All right, let's do our plugs. Kimberly Congdon.
Yeah.
What up, gal?
Hey, I'll be at the Stand 28th and the 30th. I'll be in Austin, Texas doing Kill Tony on the 1st, headlining The Creek in the Cave on the 3rd, and I'll be on the Death Squad show on the 4th. And November 5th through 7th, check me out at Skankfest in Houston. Sick. I'm really excited for that. And I'll let Alex plug our show.
Fuck yeah. You guys can follow me.
Why is my microphone cut? What the fuck was that?
Oh, I hit my cough button. Oh. I thought it was me. I'm sorry.
Oh, and also follow me on Twitter @KimberlyCongdon, on Instagram @KimCongdon.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. Check out Broad Topics Podcast. It's here on Gas Digital Network every Thursday at 9:30 p.m. or you can catch it for free on iTunes and YouTube every Monday. I also have Stick and Portly every Monday night after Legion of Skanks. It's a weekly Rick and Morty recap show. And that's it.
Zach Amico.
Doing a live Midnight Spook Show at The Stand on Halloween. So come on out 7 p.m. October the 31st at The Stand. Mystery movie, mystery guest. Should be really fun. Please come out because I want to keep doing live shows.
Very cool. Big deal here. Skankfest, we're streaming 9 shows from Skankfest. For the first time ever, we're doing live stream pay-per-views from Skankfest. Support this. I'm telling you right now, guys, if this goes well and this is successful, this opens up a lot of possibilities for the future of Skankfest. So even if you can't fucking watch it, just throw us some money. Why not, guys? That's what I say. No, obviously, I'm kidding. Please support us and watch it. There's 9 fucking live streams, including Legion of Skanks, including The Bonfire, Kill Tony, Ellis, 2 different Ellis Mania shows, What's Your Fucking Deal, The Roast of Luis J. Gomez, Roast Battle, and more. So many amazing shows that you can stream. You get the entire weekend for $65. If you get it all access, $65 is the same price as a UFC pay-per-view, and you get 12 hours of the best comedy in the world. Or you can buy each show a la carte for just $8 a pop. All you got to do right now, do this. If you do this for pre-sale, you're getting a discount. Go to momenthouse.com/skankfest, momenthouse.com/skankfest. Pre-order the pay-per-views right now. It really will be an amazing weekend. Skankfest South happening November 5th through 7th in Houston, Texas. Also, if you order the pay-per-views live, you get to watch them for 48 hours on demand after you purchase them. So, yeah, you can spend your whole weekend at Skankfest with us, enjoying the festivities. Also, if you love this show, subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. You get instant access to the complete on-demand library for every show on the network. You unlock like 20 or 25,000 hours of content that's not available anywhere else on the internet. All uncensored, all ad-free. It's the best $8 a month that you could spend. You get access to the racist live chat, which is a lot of fun. These guys are real pieces of shit. They post nudes and semi-fake nudes of all of the females that are involved in the network. Mm-hmm. If you want to see pretty well done fake nudes of Alex and Kim, Racist Live Chat's where it's at. In fact, right now, if you're watching live on on Friday,
yes. That's real.
Yeah, oh yeah, real. I guarantee in the Racist Live Chat, there's tons of nudes right now of Kim and Alex, and they're done well and they're done tastefully. They don't do any like spread shit. They do like just like you guys hanging out. Like, it's pretty fucking good. I gotta be honest.
They make it believable.
Yeah, very believable.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Other live stuff coming up. I'll be in Poughkeepsie with the great Zach Amico at the end of November. Toronto's coming up. The Dark Comedy Festival. Be the Funny Bone January 21st and 22nd in Hartford, Connecticut. And lots more dates coming up as well. We're adding lots more. Go to lewisofskanks.com. lewisofskanks.com is the website. Also, my Twitch channel is blowing the fuck up. I'm now streaming on Twitch 4 to 5 days a week. Go to follow me at PR Rattlesnake on Twitch. Subscribe to my Twitch channel. I do giveaways. I do fun stuff. And also, I've decided that if I'm ever going to talk MMA, it's going to be on my Twitch channel. That's the only place I'm going to talk MMA. So a lot of people have been asking me about my opinions. I'm like, guys, nowhere else. Come to my Twitch channel. That's where you'll get my very, very insightful MMA opinions. Beyond that, that's all I got to talk about. Right, Shannon? Anything else?
I have to
give away. We have a winner, right? Mm-hmm. For a free pair of all-access Skankfest passes.
Yes.
1 subscriber. We're doing this every week up until Skankfest. Next week's the last week, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is Skankfest.
Mm-hmm.
Next week is Skankfest? No way. One week from today, we'll be at Skankfest.
I'm leaving a week from tomorrow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Hell yeah.
It's happening, guys. Well, this is this your last one, or maybe we'll give away another one? Who knows? Either way, guys, promo code RAP. Your winner this week is...
Tim Lowe of Wilsonville, Oregon.
Tim Lowe of Wilsonville, Oregon. Yay!
That's what's up, nigga.
All right, hit up Shannon.
I'm so happy that guy gets to leave Oregon.
I'm so glad that guy probably can't get off work in time.
Oh, man. This is so sad. I don't want to hear it.
And has to get plane tickets week of.
Oh, no. That guy's not making it.
All right. I'm back.
He didn't even...
I didn't hear anything.
No. He's probably not even listening.
No.
I wasn't. Tim.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Yeah, he's a lucky guy, we were saying.
Lucky guy. Guys, I'm here. I'm fine. Sometimes what happens, I have ADD, okay? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes a text or something will come through, and I just will read it for a second, And every bit of my attention goes into that.
Nothing bad. We were saying that you're so selfless.
I don't believe that.
For giving away tickets to
I don't believe fan. You would ever say that about me.
Really?
Yeah.
I say that about you all the time.
Kimberly, that's not what you say.
Why are you making that sound at me?
I don't know. This is my new Kimberly voice. Alex, why are you all fucking midriffed out? Like, relax. You're my employee.
I'm sorry.
Okay, it's a little uncomfortable that we have to stare at your body.
I feel like I get different directions all the time.
Well, we have to stare at your body right now.
You don't have to.
Well, no, we do. Do you not know the way the guys work? Kim used to get so mad at me because we'd be walking down the street and some girl would be like across the street and I'd look over at her and she'd be like, do you have to fucking stare at this girl in front of me?
No, no. Like, I mean, yes. I've dated guys that have every guy looks at girls. Lewis would stop, fully turn around. While I was talking, I would keep walking and I would see he would be stopped on the sidewalk.
My bow tie would be spinning.
Yeah.
You turn into a cartoon wolf. Yeah.
His eyes pop out of his head. Literally, that's how he would act. At one point, when we were in therapy, he described to the therapist what he was doing. Therapist was like,
I don't know, do you remember how I described it?
Yeah, you were like, when you see a woman, it's like seeing a Ferrari. It's like when you see a nice car,
you want to look at it.
Like, women aren't cars, Lewis. And she was so disgusted with the way he described it.
I was like, we talk about, yeah, you get in them.
Yeah, he was disgusted. He was like, you work on them, they get oily, if they're wet enough. It's like, can you take this moment seriously?
You trade them in for a newer model every year.
Yeah. Ah, shit. Yeah. I don't know.
Wow, to a therapist.
Thinking that he was saying the right thing. That was him trying his hardest to be good.
I was like, no, I got this now.
Women are like cars. Puerto Ricans steal them.
Yeah, you know, that was probably maybe the one time the therapist said that I was wrong.
That's not true.
Maybe either. The one time.
She also said he's a liar. So
there's that. I like if this podcast just goes to all of the things that the therapist said Lewis did wrong.
I'm newly in therapy again, by the way.
Very slippery slope right here.
There's not enough time in the world for me to like get to therapy. Why'd you ghost your therapist?
I just like felt like I kept doing therapy and I kept saying, I would be like, I this is what I did, but this is why I did it. And this is the reason, probably because of this. And she'd be like, you're absolutely right. And I'm like, I don't need to hear that every time.
Yeah.
I was just always therapying myself.
Yeah. I still like.
I was too right.
Here's my problem is like, I have like such darkness.
That's my problem.
I have such too darkness right. inside of me that like, I feel like I'll never.
Shows Kim.
I feel like I'll never get there. I feel like there's so much to
I've
get,
gotten there.
There's so much to get through that I'm never going to get to like the really fucked up shit. Like,
you need like daily
not therapy. not making Shannon slap herself and shit. No, it's not. It's little things, you know.
Shannon slapping yourself
is the most disturbing thing I've ever heard.
No, it's actually an effective way to make sure that your show gets off without a hitch.
But how does the slap actually ensure that the stream goes back up?
It doesn't. It's just me taking responsibility.
It's her
Shannon, fucking stop.
I always verbally take responsibility for the issues. Like, is that not enough?
I feel like there's a lot of wasted energy with verbalizing that. A simple, think about how quick and efficient that is. Think about that. I'm not telling her to fucking bruise herself, just a little fucking whap. I gotta hear it.
It's gotta pop.
Yeah, if you don't hear it, excuse me, if you don't hear it, it's not a slap, that's a tap.
Okay,
a little tap. I can actually hear that. Shannon, you know what?
You could tap yourself. You know what? I'm feeling nice today. From now on, just a tap.
Just give yourself a little tap. Maybe a pinch.
Thank you.
Just pinch your nipples.
No.
Shannon, if you pinch your nipples, I also told them anytime they want to communicate with us, they have to smash their bare breasts against the window. That's the only way that they're allowed to actually get our attention.
They would have to wreck all of the equipment just to get there.
It is a wild rule that I've put it in place on the Real Ass Podcast morning show.
This show's changed a lot, I'm going to tell you.
They don't bother you, I guess.
Oh, yeah. And then Paco, we can only talk to Paco in caveman language. You can only use one syllable words when you speak to Paco.
I like that.
I kind of like that one. I'm going to take that outside of this show.
Go talk to him.
Drink.
Drink now, brown boy.
Okay, that's you stylized it a little better.
Oh yeah, he's coming in too. Yeah. Oh yeah, we also play the Squid Game music for him.
The thing is, I thought you were making up all these rules, and they're very clearly real rules. These are real rules.
Oh, you thought this was a game that I was just improvising rules?
Yes.
And no. This is a conglomeration of years of thoughts. And thank you,
good.
Paco. Thank you, Pac.
He has
good Pac.
He has no shoes on. The people here don't have shoes. They can't.
He brought the mangiest looking.
I walked in. There's a dirty, wet dog.
The dog is abused.
Sitting on my couch. A dirty, wet dog.
It's so dirty.
Was it on the couch?
It was on the couch.
No.
Yeah.
This is a very wet studio.
Big wet fucking spot,
Paco. That was me.
And here, Paco wants a raise. Here it goes, Paco. He wants a raise. Can you believe it? And he's gonna probably get it, Alex. How does that make you feel?
I get it.
He has to say that on air.
It's wild. It's wild. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped makes the Lawnmower 4.0, which is the best below-the-belt trimmer. If you want to trim your balls and dick, this is the best way to do it, Zachy boy. I don't know if you've ever used like a fucking straight razor or a fucking Bic or even just regular hair trimmers. It is a dangerous job down there.
It's a nightmare. Even like a regular trimmer, sometimes you get something caught, it doesn't work out. But the lawnmower, man, it's got a light on it. It's waterproof. It like goes, for me, I as a curvy gal.
Yeah.
It meets the curves of my body. It's absolutely phenomenal.
It really
nothing
does.
Like it.
The amount of time I save doing this is really what I love about it. Because you're right, it is waterproof. I do it right in the shower. It takes me...
seconds.
30 seconds? Maybe 30. Yeah.
Clean balls.
In and out. I'm done. I don't think about it again for another week. I do it again. It's super simple. Any other time I've done it, I end up putting it off because it's a whole process. You got
to
really get in there. It's not worth it. I just look at the reviews that they have. It is really a great piece of technology. It is cordless. You can take it on the road with you very easily. I shit you not, I use it all the time. I've never charged it. I've had it probably for over a year. I've never put it back on the charging dock. It's just sitting in my bathroom right next to my shower. The battery life, I don't know when it's going to go out. I have the charging dock. Obviously, there's a charging dock, but I haven't even had to recharge it yet, and I use it literally once a week. If you guys want to check out what they have to offer, go to manscaped.com. Not only do they have the trimmer, but they have a bunch of other great products for grooming yourself. Manscaped.com, and when you check out, use the promo code REALASS. One word, REALASS, REALASS. You're going to save 20% off plus free shipping for whatever you order. Your balls are going to thank you. Your wife's going to thank you. Your boyfriend will thank you. Your husband will thank you. Whoever's going to thank you. Just do it. Go to manscaped.com and use that promo code REALASS. All right. Where were we?
I said I was going to do it right here on episode 57.
I want to talk about this right now because my chick, she's afraid to watch horror movies. So I've been giving her a horror movie like
relationship.
I've been giving her a horror movie tutorial, just sort of a crash course in horror movies. I showed her Nightmare on Elm Street a couple nights ago. Yeah. Well, it's a nightmare to date me. I get it.
In the beginning, you don't know you're in the horror movie. You know?
You think it's just like all great. You're like, this is wonderful.
Wow, a beautiful cabin in this nice, sweet woods.
What could go wrong in Jamaica?
I saw her last night and I said something about Louis fighting people in public and she goes, we never fight in public. And I just said, not yet, bitch.
No. I've learned to not fight in public.
I was on the phone with you and you yelled at someone recently in public. Don't put on your glasses and say you're calm now.
That's not fighting in public, yelling at
he's
somebody.
He's the same.
Not to fight with his same, girlfriend in just, public.
Thank you. I've learned not to fight with my girlfriend in public.
You probably taught him that.
No.
Yeah.
I think I remember when you taught him that.
I have PTSD. No,
it's coming. It's coming. It's a slow roll. It took us almost 8 months.
It was
8-9 months.
It was wild.
Before that, honey, I thought it was a dream on Elm Street.
So all of these horror movies, I'm showing her, and I was having a discussion with her this morning about who is the most horrifying boyfriend. That's me. I was hitting her this morning. And I was like, who's the most horrifying boyfriend?
Just tell the story. It'll make sense anyway.
No, we were talking about who is the most horrifying of all of the like big classic or, you know.
Horror film boyfriends?
Not horror film boyfriends.
Oh, Kim. I thought you were serious.
The fucking.
The slashers.
The guys.
Who's
bad guys.
The scariest slasher.
Jason, yeah. Freddy, you know.
The Ring.
The ring's not a guy.
The strangers,
we
people.
Can, we can include.
Can you stop saying weird things that aren't things that are in these categories?
So they can't be ghosts. They have to be slashers.
You can't just name.
Two scary things?
The children from the Children of the Corn. No, that's not.
Those are slashers.
The bitch from Sinister is really scary. She shows you like.
Hereditary.
Videos. Shit she done.
No, she's just naming scary movies.
I don't get it. Do you get it, Zach?
Yeah, of like the classic slashers.
Freddy, Jason,
he's
Michael
Myers. He's
putting
a date on it, though, too. So like you're naming stuff that's too recent for what he's thinking.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess there could be. If there was a recent slasher. I put Candyman in there, right? But that's old.
Mm, Candyman's like
90s, yeah.
Jeepers Creepers.
Is there anybody new?
Jeepers Creepers director is way scarier than Jeepers Creepers. I don't know if you know that.
Who is it?
Victor Salva, the guy that made Jeepers Creepers, has been to jail for filmed pedophilia.
Wow.
He made the movie Powder.
I love Powder and Jeepers Creepers.
His first movie, I think it's called Clown House, he got caught filming him fucking the boy in the movie, went to jail, got out, and still gets to make movies. It's insane.
No way.
Yeah.
What's the last movie he made?
Jeepers Creepers 3. But actually, I take that back. He also made a non-Jeepers Creepers movie with fucking Rose McGowan, fucking queen of fucking exposing people.
Wow.
And she goes, yeah, we didn't really connect on set. I didn't know about any of that. And it's like such a fan. She definitely knew she was working with a pedophile.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you
know. Wow. That was fun. And if I didn't say Jeepers Creepers, we would never learn that.
But who's the slasher in Jeepers Creepers? Who's the guy?
The creeper.
Jeeper. The creeper.
Is that the Jeeper?
Jeeper the creeper.
Who is it?
I think his name's Jeeper.
No, it's not Jeeper.
I think they call him the creeper.
Jeeper.
That's his last
Jeeper
name.
Jeeper is a great name.
Jeeper Creeper.
Jeeper, Mr. Creeper? No, please. My dad, that's my dad. Call me Jeeper.
That's so funny.
No, all right, so we got to put them all out there, okay? So there's Freddy. There's Jason. There's Michael Myers. Those are the three, in my opinion, those are the big three. Mm-hmm. Those are the fucking kings, right?
Yeah, that's hard to argue.
Freddy, Jason, and Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and then sort of everyone falls underneath that. So I've never seen Pinhead. I don't think I've ever seen Texas Chainsaw. I think I might have seen the remake of it.
Texas Chainsaw is very scary, but it might be a little aged for you.
What about the Scream?
Ghostface?
Ghostface.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Ghostface?
That's what they call him.
You know, my problem is Scary Movie came out at the same time, so I literally just see Scream as being a Scary Movie, and I just see him with the high face going, what's up? I'm like, I guess
hilarious. You know, I see white people has never been a line, and that's a Mandela effect in Scary Movie, where he's like, I see white people in bed.
I don't remember.
Where he makes fun of the I see dead people. Do you remember that line?
Yes.
Then it never happened in the movie.
Really? Was it in the trailer?
Yeah, it was in the trailer, but now it's not. It's a different line. He says, I see dead people.
But if it was in the trailer, then it's on the Mandela effect.
It's not in the trailer now.
But like, it was everybody in the remembers trailer. It being in the trailer, but now it's not.
But that's not the Mandela effect.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
If they had something,
if it did
took
exist,
it out, if it existed, it's not the Mandela
effect.
It does
effect. Not exist now.
But you can't find it anymore.
But that's not the Mandela effect.
Yes, it is.
That's exactly the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
Is it not?
It's when everybody remembers something existing and now you can't find proof of it.
But it's not can't find proof of it. It never existed. That's the Mandela effect. If it existed, it being wiped from the internet.
But now it doesn't exist.
Like what's his name's fucking Dr. Seuss's Nazi art. It's not the Mandela effect because people remember it. It existed. It's just been wiped from the internet now.
What are you talking about?
The Mandela effect is that people think it's the Berenstain Bears or not
right.
The Berenstain
Bears. But you think that they could have cleared every version of that trailer ever from internet.
Is it out there?
For no reason?
Can we see that scene?
You would have to check somebody's like VHS copy or DVD copy.
This is the dumbest conversation anybody's ever had. I really feel stupider because
this isn't the dumbest conversation we're going to have today.
Go ahead.
Can I tell you a secret?
Sure, man.
I see white people.
Oh, that's like dubbed over.
Yeah, that is dubbed over.
This shit is awesome.
That was weird.
I don't remember that ever being
people.
In the movie.
You don't remember it saying, I see white people?
I feel like I remember that.
I don't. Either way, I don't believe that's the Mandela effect, but... Pull up the definition of the Mandela effect.
Can I tell you, it's weird that would be in the trailer because he says, I see dead people in the current trailer. He says, I see dead people, which it's supposed to be like a play off of the movie. Why would he say the same exact line?
Well, because I think maybe them being high, like him seeing dead people, is they're making fun of how good the weed is. That's, I guess, the joke. But either way, go ahead.
Okay. I see what you're saying. They're smoking weed in that scene.
Yeah. Shared false memory phenomenon was dubbed the Mandela effect by self-described paranormal consultant, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I thought Mandela died in the 80s. That's what I learned.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's why they call it the Mandela effect, right? Yeah. Yeah. I remember now. All right, whatever. Either way, scariest
Chick-fil-A.
Slasher. It's not a slasher. That's sandwich. What the fuck is wrong with you? The scariest slasher.
Say another Mandela.
It's like Whopper with cheese.
Just another Mandela.
What's the
Chick-fil-A? It used to be spelled C-H-I-C-F-I-L-A, and now has a K in it.
So did they change the spelling of it?
No.
No.
But it used to be C-H-I-C.
There's no record of it ever being C-H-I-C,
and
but I vividly
fruit
remember
of the loom?
That.
The fruit never had a cornucopia. It's just fruit.
There's never been a cornucopia in the logo for Fruit of the Loom, ever.
You guys have obviously talked about the Mandela effect on your dumb podcast. This is like, look how excited they are to bring up this phenomenon.
Do you remember?
You guys ever talk about how if you freeze hot water, it freezes faster? You know that?
That's cool, though. Yeah. Science.
That's cool. You could do that one on yours.
Hot water freezes faster. There's a name for it. What's the name for it? Come on, ladies.
Isn't it sublimation?
You dumb asshole. Shannon, that's a type of processing on t-shirts.
No, that's not only what it is.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
Yes, it is. We know this from podcastmerch.com.
Podcastmerch.com.
It's the
we're selling Rich Voss merchandise though.
It's called the, I can't pronounce it. It's MPEB. Can you share this? Yeah. I can't pronounce this word. It's this right here.
Mpemba? No, that's not what it's called.
It's the observation that liquid, which is initially hot, can freeze faster.
Mpemba.
Do you remember the time? I don't remember. That's not what it's called, Shannon.
He don't impemba it.
That's not what it's called. I'm impemba it differently. Please.
Anyways, cool.
I think out of the top three, Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, who do you guys think is scariest? I think I know who's the scariest, and I know the order, and I know why. But we'll start with the gals.
The guy from the killer from The Lovely Bones.
Stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
That's not a clap. We're talking about the top three. Just Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers. Do you know who they are?
Yeah.
You have to close your eyes in order to visualize them?
Yes, because I Jason and Michael Myers look the same in my head right now.
No.
Jason is the white face with the crazy hair.
And Jason's a hockey man.
That's Michael Myers.
Okay. Michael Myers is the white face with the hair.
That's Michael Myers.
Okay.
Okay, show Jason and then show Freddy. You really didn't have that prepared? You said Michael Myers prepared, gals?
I clicked over the
smack yourself
thing.
In the face. I mean, wait.
Tap.
You see why?
It's tap.
You see
remember,
why?
It's tap. Yeah.
Tap. Tap yourself.
They look there's the same. Jason. They look like cousins.
There's Jason. Michael Myers. And then Freddy.
I think Freddy's the scariest.
Freddy's the scariest.
Because he'll finger you with his scary claws.
100% correct.
I hope he doesn't come into my dreams if I say Freddy three times. What's
that's
the rule?
That's Candyman.
What's the rule? How do you get him to come into your dreams? Uh-oh. I hope.
Oh, yeah, and then just a guy dressed up as Freddy outside of Comic-Con.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
I hope he doesn't catch me licking my lips.
I think the argument for Freddy is pretty scary. The argument for Freddy makes sense because you can't escape him because you have to sleep.
That's what I like about him.
But Michael Myers, I think, is the scariest just because there's no stopping. Like, there's no reason for him. Like, Jason's got a sad backstory. Freddy's like a bad person. Michael Myers is just like,
Michael Myers
he's more like
Jaws.
But the thing
Michael
is,
Myers is just a cunt. He was eight. He killed his sister because, right? And I'll tell you why Michael Myers is the scariest. Because Michael Myers is the only one out of the three of them that is not, like, paranormal.
See, I think Freddy's the scariest because he could drag you into a fucking upside-down world.
Yeah.
Freaky fucking
he can do whatever he wants his dream state. You can't fight that.
Yeah, you can, actually, because you've obviously never heard of lucid dreaming. Duh. Okay? Once you realize you're dreaming, you become a dream warrior, and you could battle him with your own dream powers. Zach?
He's not wrong.
Zach?
He's not wrong.
I love that was a roast.
So yeah, and we all learned that you can fucking just grab Freddy in your dream, have somebody wake you up, and then he's in fucking...
Yeah, and then you're just fighting a burnt old man.
You're fighting a burnt old pedophile with a claw. And that's not even a really good weapon.
But didn't he, like, finger a girl with...
Yeah, children.
No, he fucked children. He fucked children.
He killed children.
Oh, really?
And he fucked them. And then killed them.
Freddy got fingered.
He fucked children?
She is thinking of Freddy Got Fingered. That's a different movie, Kimberly.
That's my favorite. Tom Green. That's my favorite villain.
You're thinking of a Tom Green movie.
Uh-oh.
My bum is on your lips. That's what you're thinking of.
I got way too high before this. Yeah,
me too.
Okay, so
I think Michael Myers has no paranormal. So in my opinion,
Jason's a bitch.
Jason's a fucking zombie. Okay,
but Jason's retarded.
Jason's a retarded zombie.
That kind of makes him scarier.
But none of those could happen. The reason I'm saying Michael Myers is scary is because Michael Myers is just a fucking crazy person that escapes from a fucking award.
I think Michael Myers is scariest because he was in that movie Goldfinger.
I'm going to let it bomb.
Thinking of all the things that are wrong with that. Remember.
Yeah, he played Shrek.
Beginning to end.
Yep. He played Shrek, I know. Zach, who do you think?
I think Michael Myers.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he could really exist.
Did you want this? You said you wanted this to be a 40-minute conversation.
Yeah. I'm sorry, this bit sucks. I want to pick the best monster.
No, this is a great bit. What are you talking about? We're having this great conversation.
Also having this conversation with two 12-year-olds who haven't seen any movies. Yeah.
I've only seen one of them.
Have you ever seen Nightmare on Elm Street?
I think so, but I...
Yeah.
They all seem the same to me.
With the young Johnny Depp, his first movie?
I don't know.
You should play Fuck, Marry, Kill instead.
I saw that one as a kid. I've seen these all.
Natalie, producing, do me a favor. Let me come up with that idea. Just edit it like it's my idea organically.
Sure, go for it.
All right, how about this? Girls, because we got to speak in terms of fucking these TikTok bitches, right?
Yeah.
I have a good idea. We should play Fuck, Marry, Kill.
That's such a good idea, dude. We should do it on our podcast.
You're going to need to
Never mind, keep going.
You're going to need to edit that.
Keep doing your bit, and then we're just going to do Fuck, Marry, Kill on Broad Topics.
No. We're going to do Fuck, Marry, Kill right now.
You can have Alex's idea. Yeah, we'll just invoice him.
Sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, marry, kill, Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers. Solid question. This only for women because we're not gay.
Okay,
so you guys are answering the question.
Okay, all right, I got this.
You're the ones.
Okay, so now that you gave me that good explanation of Freddy, of stuff that I forgot, I saw that movie when I was really little. I'm going to marry him because if he loves me and we're in love, we could live in this dream world together. We could make it really magical, I think.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Then... between Michael Myers and Jason, I think I'd fuck Michael Myers. I just feel like his like appearance. He seems bigger, first of all, which I like.
Yeah.
And then also I wouldn't want to fuck a zombie, so it's like better to just kill the zombie.
We are probably all killing Jason. We could all say that.
Yeah.
Definitively.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill Jason too, but I'm gonna go opposite as you.
Okay.
And I'm gonna fuck Freddy.
Because you've already fucked a big bald retard with mommy issues.
I'm gonna fuck Freddy because he seems like a decent like one night stand.
Okay.
But I don't want to be like running into him all the time and living with him in this dream world.
I mean, I feel like Freddy, he's got those burns. It's a lot
to look at naked and imagine his whole body. He's got
burnt.
A burnt dick, so it's like might feel good because it might have ridges, but
could I conjure like a ribbed him to look condom. Different yeah. in right. the dream world though? I feel like I could make him look like my Prince Charming.
You could lucid dream some skin on him.
Yeah.
I want to lucid dream some skin grass.
Yes. Go fucking. I'll lucid dream a whole team of doctors who could work on him.
We're lucid dreaming some physical therapy. He's going to walk right.
Technically, you could probably make him back into Robert Englund, the actor.
Yeah, he's not very attractive.
I would marry Michael Myers because I kind of like that he's like kind of quiet and he seems like, you know, like big.
He's
like,
a big boy.
He's like a big boy.
And it's also human. He's the only one that is just an alive human.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it would end up being Kim chasing him through the streets. She's just walking all slow and he's fucking running away from
he's
her.
He's terrified
yeah.
of her.
Yeah, yeah, it wouldn't be good. All right, well, there it is. I think definitively we'd all kill Jason, and that's all that matters. Thank you, Natalie, for your great idea that you inspired me to have. All right, Shannon, let's go with some of your topics today, because you were dark here.
I know.
Go. Let's see. I'm going to pull them up, because Shannon, it's crazy. Every topic this morning
sad.
Was fucking disturbing and fucked up.
I have one happy story.
You're quitting?
The first one she gave me was three young siblings were mm-hmm. found in a Houston apartment, along with the skeletal remains of a fourth sibling.
Okay.
And they were just living with this decomposing body.
Airbnb for four available for Skankfest.
Shannon, yeah. What is going on here?
Okay, so the siblings were 7, 10, and 15. A neighbor said that she helped. She would bring food and charge their cell phones. And that
I'd bring just enough food for three people.
But after the 15-year-old finally called 911, he said his 9-year-old brother had been dead for a year, and his skeletal remains were in the room next to his. The children were living in deplorable conditions and hadn't likely been left and had been abandoned for several months. Finally, the cops came in. It says that the mother and the mother's boyfriend were located and interviewed by cops, but they were released without charges.
Why?
Why?
How?
It's still, the story is still kind of developing, but yeah, it's fucked up.
I blame the 15-year-old. I do.
He's in charge.
He's also old enough to keep them alive.
Old enough to keep them alive. Old enough to call 911. You know,
we shouldn't
blame. Not old to keep them alive. Old enough to know when they're dead.
Yeah.
I mean, old enough to call 911 months before. Like, why are you waiting until he's like, you know what? Now I've had enough.
I feel
my
like
the 9-year-old brother is dead and decomposing.
I feel like the 9-year-old brother died on the parents' watch. All of the kids were being abused. And then the parents waited a few months with the body in the house before they abandoned them. Mm-hmm. And then the 15-year-old just didn't know what to do. He's already psychologically fucked up. He's like, why would my parents keep the body here? Maybe I need to keep their secret. I don't know. That's what I...
All right, Alex. So fucking calm down with your actual answer.
We get it. You have two parents.
You fucking dickhead.
Two-parent household.
Blame the
good.
15-year-old. That's what I say. I like my theory. Lock him up. Throw away the key.
Don't even ask him.
Stink.
Yeah, it says that the neighbors complained about a foul odor, but I don't know how they never found it.
That was her mother's boyfriend, Puerto Rican guy.
It also said the older sibling was doing the best he could to take care of the others, and that the two younger siblings looked like they were malnourished and showed signs of physical injury.
Mm. How did the neighbor know that the parents are gone? It's like there's so many people who could have stopped this.
I wonder what a decomposing body smells like.
Bad.
I bet, because we had a rat on the wall once here at Gas Digital.
On the wall?
In the walls. In the walls. And we could smell it. Oh yeah, we could smell it.
Oh, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Or was it outside. It was under the wall.
The funny thing is the rat was very specifically under one piece of wood, and I came in for like 2 weeks and everyone would be like, we can't find it. We don't know. We've dug up everywhere.
You literally use and your I'm nose
like, have
and be like,
have you tried right here? And they're like, no, we can't pull up that wood. And I'm like, well, that's where.
Yeah, right there where the green smoke is rising.
It was like 1,000 flies flying out of one area.
Yeah. Pretty sure we just waited for it to fully decompose.
Was it never open?
We just waited it out.
Did you, that one day the smell's just gone. You're like, that's pretty nice. That's a part of Earth now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just helped the Earth.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
It's going to be oil one day. Fossil fuels. Yeah, Alex, we teach people about things on the show. Whatever your name is.
Why'd you call me
Whatever
Alex?
Your name is. Whatever your fucking name is. All right, let's go to a more positive story that Shannon brought to the table. 7-year-old boy is mauled to death by a dog his family had rescued 3 weeks earlier. Shannon, tell me a little bit more about this story.
Okay, so the parents, they happened to find on the side of the road a sheepdog corgi mix. So somebody else got rid of this
Can
dog.
Can we see a sheepdog corgi mix?
Yeah. It sounds hilarious.
Sheepdog corgi mix. I don't even know what either one of those dogs look like.
It doesn't sound frightening.
Isn't a sheepdog the like big dog with bangs from the cartoons?
That
it's got to be bigger. It's got to.
That's a sheepdog corgi mix.
No, that's for sure what it would look like. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I was picturing.
If your child gets killed by that pussy dog, I have to. You need to create children with stronger skin.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, that kid deserved it.
Yeah.
Kim.
What?
Easy.
Oh.
He didn't deserve to die. His parents deserve to lose a weak child.
Yeah, that's okay? What I meant.
No child deserves to die, but those parents, they should have fucking figured out that their cums weren't
well,
strong.
They should have just told him to like learn how to squeeze or something. Like, it doesn't seem that hard to get that dog off of you.
What is the story here, Shannon?
Okay,
please.
So the little boy, this is Oklahoma. The little boy is playing in the backyard with the dog. The parents go out and at 7:20 p.m. and were yelling for him to come in for dinner, and they couldn't find him. So they called the cops. As soon as the cops arrive, 15 minutes later,
the dog's picking his teeth.
Then it was dinner.
15 minutes later is when the dad found the little boy dead. It says that the dog had not shown any signs of aggression and is now currently in an animal control facility. It's unclear if it will be euthanized. The family had rescued it 3 weeks prior after it was dumped on the side of the road.
A 7-year-old boy.
I can't believe it's unclear if it'll be euthanized.
This is the boy.
Shannon, do not show the mauled body.
No.
Aww.
They don't show the dog, though.
They also don't have any pictures of the boy in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
This is sketchy.
Seven seems like you'd be too
way
big.
Too old to be mauled to death by this pussy ass dog.
The story doesn't make sense.
Do you think the dad did it?
Maybe he mauled the kid.
Like, I hate this kid.
Just shaking his head.
Oh my god. Blame the dog. Jesus Christ.
It was the corgi, I tell you, the corgi.
That's fucking dark. That's really sad. I mean, I would have no. Yeah, I mean, my son's huge, though. My son's like, he's the size of a 14-year-old. I couldn't imagine a little shitty dog mauling my son to death.
I'd kill the dog myself, honestly.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, sure.
You asked for permission to kill it?
Animal control? I would just kill it.
Your kid's femur is in his mouth. You're like, oh.
You're like, he needs to be on trial. It's like, no, just kill him.
Kill this dog. You kill that dog.
Kill the dog before they get there. And say, I killed the dog because he killed my kid.
Yeah, nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, look, at that point, two wrongs don't make a right.
No, but it would make me, I mean, I'd be so furious.
The satisfaction of killing the dog.
And I just tried to rescue this dog, too.
It wouldn't make anything better,
no.
It would actually probably haunt you.
Probably, but I would probably kill the dog. I'm not gonna lie.
On the day your child died, you also brutally murdered a dog.
With your bare hands.
I wouldn't be able to help myself if a dog killed my kid, a little dog.
A little dog. Oh, it's fucking.
So easy.
I know. Little dogs are so fucking easy to kill.
Bring Kuma in here.
I would love to kill Kuma on air. I told this to Paco the other day on Fight Journal. Gas Journal, whatever. Fuck you, Paco. Don't tell me. I'm the boss.
There is a GoFundMe page set up by James's mother, who's the kid's name.
Oh, oh, little baby James.
Oh, no.
Oh, now I feel so much worse.
Do you think that maybe the dog had already killed another kid and then that family dropped off the dog on the side of the road and then this family saved it and the dog did it again?
That's maybe a fun Halloween story.
Yeah, maybe this dog is a scary slasher.
A blood.
This dog is a scariest slasher. Fuck, marry, kill this dog, Jason Voorhees, or Pinhead.
I already told you I'd kill the dog.
You'd kill that dog. You'd kill that puppy. Okay. Let's go to a more lighthearted story, Shannon. Afghan family sells their baby daughter for $500 to feed their three sons. Oh. These are all Shannon ideas.
For how long? A month?
This is how.
Ever?
$500 forever.
Because the family, the person that it was a stranger that bought her, was buying her so that when she grows up, they'll marry her son. That's why she bought the little girl.
That's absolutely not
for $500. I would buy that little girl and use her as an actual Afghan. I would put her over my body for heat in the winter, an Afghan.
He's on fire.
He never has to sit in his own bomb, huh?
Nope.
That's nice.
They bought her to marry their kid, though. So shouldn't the story just be business as usual in Afghanistan?
The sun rises in Afghanistan.
500 sounds cheap, though, even in Afghanistan.
For an Afghani baby. Yeah, but don't they usually trade them for, like, a goat and fucking...
I don't know, but, like, a full-grown daughter, I don't know, baby's got all this potential. Or maybe it's easier to sell a baby, I don't know.
It says that they paid $250 up front, enough to feed the family for a few months, and will pay the rest when he returns to collect the baby once she can walk.
Once she can walk. He makes
leaving
them
her behind. Yeah,
that's like making somebody fucking house train your dog, and you come back.
Whoa! So that they could get more connected to her before she leaves for good.
Is there anyone else that wants to buy an Afghani baby right now?
I mean, I would pay $600 just to get her out of that.
Oh, we can.
We can raise money. We can raise her as a gas digital baby.
We don't need to raise $600. We can probably come up with $600.
Oh, yeah, I forgot it's only $600.
We don't need to make our own GoFundMe.
They're cheap, Kim. They're so cheap.
She's hot. Okay. Oh, no. Like, no, we can raise her to be mine or Zach's wife. Me and Zach will compete for her in 18 years. 16 years.
AKA Lewis waits me out.
Can we buy that baby, or can we buy any baby? It doesn't have to be that baby.
A gas digital baby would be fun.
It would be awesome, dude. I would rather have a wet fucking Afghani baby on that couch than that dog.
Paco's dog is disgusting.
Yeah.
That dog, it looks like it's never bathed ever, and it's terrified and shaking, and it doesn't love Paco, and Paco doesn't love it.
No, Paco brings it. Paco treats it like it's an accessory.
I offered Paco $1,500 for the dog, and he won't take it.
No way.
Yeah.
You did.
I did.
You want a dog.
I like that dog.
That dog
is worth 2.5 Afghani girls.
Paco, come in here. Remember, we can only speak to him in caveman language.
Just grunt at him. Paco, move fast.
Dog sell.
You sell dog to girl.
White woman?
With small breasts.
For cheap. Good deal is gone. $1,400 now.
Why not? Why not, you say?
Cost more.
Ah. He no wants to lose cash.
Dog is burden.
That's two syllables.
He is right.
Lewis is so good at speaking in one syllables.
Fuck
one
you,
syllable.
Kim. Fuck you, Kim, bitch.
You're so good at it.
I really am. No, it was a game called Poetry for Neanderthals that I played with my son. It's so funny.
Oh, that's why you literally practice this.
You have to describe a word. So they'll give you like, you have to.
That's crazy that this is.
The word will be cup, and you have to be like.
He does it before bed.
You drink out of. You play cup. You know. That's the game. It's really fun.
It's a fun game.
How much was the dog originally, Paco? What? $1,500. Oh, she offered you $1,500.
I offered him $1,500. He's worried about whatever money he put in for like shots and the vet and stuff. Oh. And it's like, motherfucker, you don't even like this dog.
We'll give him $2,000. What if she gave you $2,000? Would you take $2,000? He would. He has no emotional attachment. He would literally take this dog for $2,000.
But I could get a fresh, brand new puppy for $1,500.
It already smells like Paco.
That Paco hasn't tainted. So why is that a deal for me?
$2,000.
Look, he's tainting the dog right now.
It looks like he's fucking the dog from this angle. Can I say,
Alex? There's the upside to it. Number one, puppy is going to shit and piss everywhere. This dog is already trained to not do that, I'm assuming.
And does he have to be on a leash or does he run away?
No, he just runs right on your feet. Like he's
a
little fucking
a good dog. That's
he's trained. There's there the $500 is for getting past the puppy stage where I know it's cute, but I had a puppy. I had Sport when he was 8 weeks old, and I got him the same week that I got a brand new king size mattress. And it was fucking done. This dog pissed all over this man. It was crazy.
Such a horrible idea.
It was terrible.
How much do you think we could get the corgi sheepdog hybrid for?
Oh, the killer dog.
And
you know
then
what?
It's we the should put it... dog, but we don't tell people and we let them get attached to it.
We've
and it's
always
like licking their face and they were like, I killed a baby.
So we've had a few dogs now. We've been trying to find like our own version of a three-legged dog to be the mascot here at Gas Digital. We've seen a lot. We've seen Comet. And
you're going to bring a dog to be the dog here?
To be the dog, yeah.
Yeah, we're getting rid of Harrington.
Louis, my cousin's dog is a pit bull mix, and she literally just had her leg amputated. She's now a three-legged dog.
Is she trying to get rid of it?
I mean, I feel like for the right price, maybe.
People are animals. They just sell their fucking loved pets.
My dad wanted to do a TV show like that to see, offer people money, see how much they would sell their pets for.
So the saddest TV show ever?
Yeah, just see.
So yeah, so there was a few dogs. Who are the dogs we've had now?
There's a
Phoenix.
Yeah.
This is Phoenix.
No, I don't like
But she
Phoenix.
Died.
Good morning, welcome to Gas Central. She you want to be my friend?
Kill me!
She personifies Gas Digital so well.
Yeah.
So Phoenix was in a fire or something. I don't know. She's a goddamn nightmare
the
of
skin
a pet.
Condition.
Dude, no way would I ever pet that. When I saw Paco's wet dog, it looked at me and it's cute. It looked at me and I said no, and I kept walking.
What was the other dog, Shannon?
That's the only one I can remember.
No, we had another.
There was another one, I think. Comet?
I don't remember. Maybe
Comet's was that a
dog
cute
from
name
Full
for
House.
A dog. Oh, yeah, that's right.
No, that's one of Santa's deer.
No, yeah, Comet is coming up from Full House.
No, there was another.
Air Bud.
We had another fucking shitty dog.
Yeah, we had another.
We had another one. We had another whether it was burnt or something. Remember, its tongue was all fucking hanging out.
Yeah, and we had Bernie the koala.
Remember, no, maybe its nose was missing. It was fucking crazy, dude. This dog
Oh,
was
you're right. You're right. Hold on.
I don't remember who this dog was, but it was fucked up. So these dogs are great, but I think we can now add this corgi sheepdog mix.
This killer dog.
Because he's a killer dog, dude. He's
that
like Cujo.
That first dog was intense.
We could chop one of his legs off as punishment for killing the kid, but let him live.
Oh.
Then he
but
could be a three-legged
no,
dog.
The problem is he doesn't know. You'd have to do it right when he killed the kid. Like a bad dog.
Yeah,
mush
you
got to
rub his nose and dead
rub
kid.
His nose in his innards. Like, no! No! And he cut his leg off and he goes, then anytime he sees a kid, he just fucking.
Right. Now he'll know. You're right.
Yeah. I had a morgue technician on Spook Show, and she told us that if you get like an animal from a shelter and they don't have a backstory for it, a lot of the times it was somebody's pet that died, and there's a very good chance your animal ate the eyes and like face of whoever it lived with last. There's a lot of like. Eight a person animals that are you go adopt.
Yeah, so somebody dies and then they have a pet and there's no next of kin to take that pet.
Yeah.
That pet more often than not will eat cats specifically, right?
Yeah,
cats,
they eat your eyes and
cats
lips.
Will eat the your humans very quickly.
I mean, I kind of get it though. Like, if in
yours
any
is a big
situation,
piece of meat at
in,
that point.
Yeah, I would eat human if I were starving to death
well,
and
also,
there was a dead human there. Like, that's
if it was opposite and it was just you and your dog and the dog died and you were starving, you'd eventually eat the dog. As well.
I don't have the foresight to freeze the dog. It'd be a lot of like, aah! And then after a couple of days, I'm like, I should have fucking frozen that dog. I mean, now it's just a waste.
No, you just eat the bad meat.
You'd eat bad meat? No, that'd be
No,
dying.
You would have
I've
a serving of fresh dead dog, and then you would freeze the rest. I think you would think of it. You'd look at it, you'd say, I'm a fool right now. What am I going to do with this tomorrow?
I'm a fool.
You would, so you're Italian.
Real Italian there, Alex. As soon as she talks about eating some fucking fresh dog meat,
you freeze the dog, okay?
You freeze the dog. A little fettuccine alfredo, little dog meat. You know, maybe.
I looked up deformed dogs. And these are what's coming up. I mean, they're pretty bad.
Look at that one. That one's great. Deformed dog looks like a little pig. That one is hilarious. It looks like it was fucking smushed
That's
by
so
two cars.
That's so scary.
That looks like a werewolf.
That one's no good.
That one's hilarious.
Yeah, I remember I had a cat who...
No, I would not.
My cat Mew Mew, Miss Kitty, also known as Mew Mew.
Mew Mew? It's fun to say.
Yeah, Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
Mew Mew.
She would fuck her kids, right?
Meow, meow, meow.
She was such a whore that she was just, at this point, we lost track of, you know, these cats. It got a little wild, right?
They got very incest.
So, yeah, at one point, she starts fucking her kids, right?
You lost track of the family.
We lost track of the family.
You're like, yeah, I don't know who she's allowed to fuck and
yeah,
who
yeah,
she's
yeah.
not.
So she got some fucking dick by her kid, and then she had these little retarded kittens.
No.
They had backwards feet, all of them.
No.
Oh, was, is that true?
I swear to God.
And what'd you do with them?
I think she killed them.
She killed them.
I don't remember. I think we let those bodies decompose for at least a couple of months.
You put them in the box with your turtles.
Yeah. Dude, that somebody brought up that turtle story the other day. I did not kill my turtles.
I tell so many people that story.
You neglected your turtles.
I neglected my turtles.
You didn't know.
My mother neglected me,
yeah.
Which was a
it's
fucking...
Not, it's not your fault, but you did kill them. But it's not your
what
fault.
What do they call that? Trickle-down effect. Trickle down economics.
Yeah, it's your mom's fault. Trickle down. Your mom killed those turtles.
My mom did kill those turtles.
She did. It was actually her responsibility to take care of the turtles if you had the turtles.
For those of you who don't know, I did tell the story on Legion of Skanks, so I'll give you the quick version. I had two turtles.
I killed turtles.
This is a bad story. If you like turtles, I'd stop listening.
So these turtles, they wouldn't stop talking shit, okay? No, these turtles, one of them was a store-bought turtle. My mom, I got it for Christmas. My mom, I want a turtle so bad, my mom, and she did the thing like a Christmas Story where she let me unwrap all my gifts, and then I was like, oh, I guess that's it. I didn't get a turtle. And she was like, wait, what's that? That's an extra gift behind the tree. And it was my turtle, not in a tank.
Or it not just in, like a Christmas Story gift.
It was just a turtle with a ribbon on it.
It was a turtle in a cardboard box, like a carrying case. And that was the turtle's home for the rest of his days.
For the rest of its very short life.
Oh,
that's
my. So sad.
And it was just scratching at this. You just hear this poor turtle scratching at this cardboard.
Have you heard this story?
Yes, it hurts every time, though.
You just hear.
This is like a real Halloween movie, this story.
By the way, turtles move slow. So in its mind, the turtle is like, get this
and just going,
oh, the sound of a turtle slowly dying.
How old were you?
Like 8, 17. Like my son's age.
But then you got a second turtle, right?
Well, this turtle, I was just down at the pond one day.
You're like, hey, this lake you live in.
I got
you
a friend for you.
You know
what
would be a lot better? A cardboard box with someone you probably hate.
I got a friend for you.
I plucked this turtle right out of his natural habitat.
You're coming home with me.
Right out of his natural habitat, I plucked this turtle. And I was like, oh, look at that. Michelangelo's going to have a friend.
Oh, no.
You named him Raphael, I'm assuming.
Maybe Leonardo.
Okay.
So I brought him. Yeah, I did feed them pizza. I thought it was hilarious. Every time I fed them pizza. You think I'm kidding? I shit you not, I fed them pizza.
I know, I get that.
You never fed them turtle food.
I fed them dried shrimps.
Did she not get you turtle food either?
She did get me turtle food. Dried shrimps.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I thought she just made bad food.
Yeah. She,
you gave them yesterday's shrimp.
It's fucking dry ass turkey. From Thanksgiving. Okay. No, I would give them like dried shrimps. They would eat like little meats. They would even eat the pizza. They would actually eat the pizza. Okay.
It's probably the happiest moment they had.
Every time I imagine their life is just closing this dark cardboard box.
You were like cigarette.
Cruel god to them.
Just open
they
the
were
door
like, why? Why not?
How scary is that? Just a big version of you torturing you?
Fucking awful. Dude.
Well, that's here's so the thing. Fucked. The lake turtle was all fucked up from like living like a lake life. So he had like, you know, scars and shit from like battling with other turtles.
He was hardened.
Lewis is trying to make this a hero story.
No.
He was a shell of himself.
I saw a lot of myself in that turtle.
No. That's not a hero story. I took that lake turtle from his home where he survived and learned to live, and I put him in this dark box with this other store-bought turtle that has never even seen another turtle. So he's just like, ah, hello. And lake turtle just used to clamp onto his head and bite his face. And it was not a good life for either one of these turtles. The last,
oh, it's so bad.
The last few months of their life was true. I mean, if it was deliberate what I did, you would call me a serial killer. Yes. You'd be like, this is actually, but all it was me being a little neglected child. I didn't have a tank.
How
often
you?
Would you check like on eight, them and be like, cool, they're still fighting?
I had ADAD, ADHD.
I forgot the letters.
Okay.
ADAD.
I had DDA.
I did not have a DAD. I had no DAD and ADHD, okay? And that was the problem.
His mom had plenty of H.
So I would.
And D.
Plenty of D, yeah.
Can I have another coffee? So I would leave, and play, and it just got away from me. So you're supposed to remember to fucking feed these things every
probably
day.
Probably twice a day or something.
I would feed them and give them, like, you know, time in the yard to walk in a circle. Like, just,
they were in solitary.
They were prisoners.
I would give them a little daylight. They get to work out, to socialize, maybe play chess.
Arts and crafts.
Yeah, then they would be back in their fucking box.
Did the box have a top?
It was like a...
It folded.
It unfolded like this.
Yeah, if you've ever been to a pet store, right? So it's a box.
It'll close the top, on the sides. You pull the side things off.
And then essentially it was a handle.
Like a Happy Meal box.
Yeah, exactly. So
they lived in a Happy Meal box.
Except dark.
They lived in a dark, with no art. A Happy Meal box would have been a better life.
It's at least happy,
dark all day until you opened it.
Until Lewis came and opened it.
And almost like I was fucking with them, I put grass on the bottom of it. Almost like I was mocking them.
They should make a documentary about this, like Blackfish.
It's like, don't fuck with cats, but for turtles.
And then, thank you. Thank you, brown boy. Then I don't know how many days went by, but at one point I was like, oh, fuck, dude. Michelangelo, Leonardo.
It was quiet. There was no more scratching.
It was
suddenly
months.
You had your first good night's rest. You're like, why did I get into REM last night?
Yeah, and then I...
You checked the box.
I checked the box.
Were they both dead?
They were both dead.
Oh, but they were dried up, too.
Yeah, it wasn't just they were dead. They were both dead. Like, and their eyes were dry. Like, they were dead for so long. No, they didn't have eyes anymore. They did not have eyes anymore. They were decomposed. This is how long it had been since I had checked this box.
You didn't smell the turtle?
Their eyes probably rot pretty quickly.
Turtles smell when they're alive, by the way.
I know. That's why I didn't notice. I bet you turtle eyes rot. Should I Google that? How long does it take for a turtle's eyes to rot out of its dead skull? Please Google that.
You did exactly what that kid's brother did to those turtles.
I did.
You just let them slowly starve to death.
No.
Not to be dumb, but aren't you not supposed to own turtles in most states?
No.
You're not supposed to touch them.
Everyone had a turtle in Florida.
You're not supposed to touch them.
The little green ones?
They were like bigger.
You're not supposed to touch them. They have salmonella.
They do have. Yeah. You're supposed to, that when we were growing up, you had to wash your hands.
You're not supposed to touch lake turtles.
No turtles.
Turtles are covered in shit you're not supposed to touch.
Well,
unless
I touch them all the time, dude.
Did you wash your hands
after?
No
way.
No, he sucked on his fingers.
Dude, I didn't. I think I washed my hands as a child a total of 3 times. I had never washed before I ate. I never washed after I ate. My mom didn't fucking care. She didn't care. Okay? Those poor turtles. I think about them every day. Every day of my life, I think about those 2 little turtles. And just like the way they looked up at me with their no eyes. Did you ever see Interview with the Vampire?
Yes.
Do you remember the scene where they kill the little girl and the woman who's taking care of her? By letting like the sunlight come in and burn their bodies, and they're like their dust is stuck in an embrace. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of, the turtles, their position. Like I could have went and their dusty bodies would have blown off into the wind.
Rest in peace to those turtles, dude.
What a harsh world this is.
I mean, and I wasn't even like an evil kid.
You keep saying that.
I wasn't though. It wasn't like I really wouldn't have hurt these turtles. I was sad.
You were sad when you found them?
Yeah.
I found an article about what happens to turtles when they die.
Let's see.
They go to heaven.
You can share this.
All turtles go to hell.
But basically, it says decay occurs within several days or weeks, but this is what happens when they die.
Dry is the last step. First, they're fresh. Then
Shannon,
they're bloating.
Can you read it? Can you read it?
Then they actively decay. Then they start to advance decay, and then they turn dry.
Hold on one second. I'm getting sexy.
It was
music.
The last.
The last step.
Hell yeah, Shannon. Tell me now, slowly, what happens to these turtles when they die?
The fresh stage starts when the heart stops beating.
Yeah. Shannon does look really hot.
Shannon looks fucking good.
Yeah.
The turtle starts to warm up or cool down, matching the temperature of the environment.
Wow.
In a cool room, the turtle decomposes slower. In a warm setting, the decomposition process occurs faster.
What about in a crack house?
The bloat stage is when the annoying odors appear.
That's Zach. The bloat stage. The annoying odor is Zach.
I feel like we all have a part in this turtle death. Yeah. Somehow.
The accumulation of gases inside the turtle causes the abdominal area to bloat.
But you can't see it because you got a shell.
Yeah. The bloated body is likely to float when placed in water.
Ah, that's what the bloating is. Okay, so dead turtles float.
Depending on the environment, active decay may occur within several days or several weeks. Instead of bloating, the turtle cadaver starts to wither. The smells attract maggots, insects, and other critters to aid decomposition.
The living conditions were so poor for those turtles that even maggots and other critters refused to enter that box. Yeah, is that it?
Okay. When the maggots and insects stop feeding on the corpse, it reaches advanced decay. This stage lasts for several months or years. Again, the duration depends on the environment.
Who needed to write this?
It's a whole article. This is just a small piece of it.
This is insane.
Eventually, the only remains left are the dry bones of the turtle and its shell.
My cousin buried his hamster and then found out that they, like, sleep for a long time sometimes.
No. Wow. There was this really hot girl named in high school. She was so hot when we were kids. Like, well, like we all would just like lust after this child so much.
Didn't have to say it like that, but all right, go ahead.
I'm going to bring myself back there. So she told me when she was, in like middle school or elementary school, she put her hamster in the microwave and just watched its brain leak out of its ear.
Was she trying to dry it off or was she?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jesus.
Kim just took her headphones off. She's done.
That's too much.
Insane.
Because you would, well, here's, I think she just, she just did it for like a second. No, actually, maybe beep her name. I shouldn't give her name out if I'm talking about she tortured a child.
Story.
But she like turned on the microwave for like maybe a second just to see what would happen. We've all had that thought.
Yeah, like how we all cut.
Yeah. I used to do magic tricks as a kid. So what I did with my cat one time was like I didn't have the trick planned. I just had a cardboard box, like a long cardboard box, and I put the cat in it and I was putting knives through the box, like you know how they put like swords through it. Right? But I was holding the cat in it because the cat was like, I don't fucking trust you at all. And she was trying to jump out of the box.
Smart.
So I was holding the cat there because all I was trying to do was trying to figure out the way to put the blades in, right? So then I know the exact position for the cat to be in and then I can do this trick later on for
such a dangerous way to play magic as a child.
Imagine doing this trick for a group of kids and killing your cat in front of them.
I went and I sliced my fucking finger. You see the scar to this day?
To remind right you there. Forever.
Yeah. And that could have been my cat's throat.
Wow.
I'm a goofy fingered asshole. Like, it's not like I have like fine motor skills.
Goofy fingered asshole.
I'm a goofy fingered asshole. Yeah. My finger, like, I don't have good hand eye coordination or fine motor skills. It's a lot for me to like juggle. You know how much harder it is for me than the average person. Like you guys.
The moral of that story is thank God they didn't have a box that Janice fit in.
In refrigerator box. Sorry, Jenny. I know you're out there.
Somewhere.
Yeah. She's killing it. Shout out to Jenny Gomez. Watches Seinfeld coming back.
Oh shit! They back again.
Fucking crazy bitch. All right, let's pull up one of these other really fun stories. Actually, Shannon, fuck it. Let's go to Does It Live? Ladies and gentlemen, time for another edition of Does It Live or Does It Die?
Does it live or does it die?
All right, Shannon, what we got here?
Okay, so this is a man that was in a tourist center in Brazil, and he went to take a little dip in the Lago do Amor in Campo Grande. this is what happened. I'm trying to talk for 15 more seconds while the ad.
Oh, wow. Plays. Shannon's being a fucking pro right now.
Did he jump in, Shannon?
I'm not going to say that again.
I was trying to give you time to stumble over the word again.
Lago do Amor in Campo Grande. His name is William Caetano. Oh, no. William Caetano is the person who filmed it. Okay, here we go. Here it is.
I saw this.
Well, don't get to play, Kim. Does it live or does that look? Oh, it's an alligator or a crocodile.
That's all I'm going to show for now. Yeah, it's an alligator.
I hope he dies. But I feel like with all the morbid shit Shannon's been doing today, I don't think she'd show us a death. Maybe, though. She gets in these moods. Sometimes you like Shannon's like, she'll show you some crazy shit.
I think he lives.
You think he lives?
Yeah. I think he lives because if there was a good video of somebody getting killed by a crocodile, I feel like it would have found its way to me before this.
Yeah, maybe. Sometimes not.
Yeah.
Kim, nothing.
If Kim already saw it, I think it lives.
I've seen every video on the internet.
Kim does spend a lot of time watching TikToks.
I know.
Yeah. All right, let's see.
All right, I'll show you the rest of the video.
Nossa, pegou o braço dele. Perigo.
Oh, that's it. He gets out.
He lives. He just has a bite on his arm.
Oh, he got bit.
Yeah, he got bit.
Oh,
you
can
see his arm's fucked up the way he's holding it.
Oh, let me see. Why are both of his arms
his
so stringy?
His elbow looks like broken. His arm looks
broken. Oh, I want another one to pop out and get him now.
The way that it swam so fast was so scary.
Yeah, fuck that.
He tried to outswim it.
Yeah, well,
it's there fun.
You go.
That's
there you
fun.
Go. You see the one with the fucking trainer, like the crocodile like trainer at the zoo, and they fucking grab her and they start rolling.
Oh yeah, she starts rolling with it. She actually did a great job.
Oh my god,
getting out
dude.
Of it.
And then she's like, "Somebody help me!" And some dude just gets in. I pull up my phone.
I was surprised about how long it took those people to get their kids away. The kids were watching for way too long.
What, Shannon? Why'd you smack yourself?
The internet went down. I think it came right back up.
It's fine though. We're not live, so I don't actually care.
Okay. Shannon, don't smack yourself.
You don't have to smack
we're not
yourself.
Not even live.
On the days
we're
not live.
Okay, thank you.
On the days we're not
don't
live.
Don't say thank you for giving for. What is happening?
Power. Power's happening right before your eyes. Watch and learn. Feast. Enjoy it.
I am about to feast.
I don't know what that means.
I have some of that alligator attack you were talking about. If you want to,
yeah,
see
yeah,
it.
You can play it for a second.
It's from a news thing, though.
Yeah.
Look how long the kids are watching. As stunned visitors, including these young children, at that point, look at that lady holding her kid. Like, look closer.
A quick-acting bystander jumping in to try to free the woman, and despite his lack of experience, quickly wrestling the gator, pinning it down as things come to a brief standstill. It
took him everybody a second to realize what was going on.
Good Samaritan Todd Christopher offers support.
You're doing good.
Until it's safe to flee.
You rule.
Myself, once she was free, that taking me.
Yeah, dude. I mean, what do you do? Once she's free, now you're wrestling a fucking alligator by yourself, and he's pissed. You just fucking took his snack.
Yeah, you just cock blocked him hard.
Ooh. Ooh.
The beginning of that video when he first gets the girl is insane because he starts instantly rolling.
Yeah, death roll.
It's terrifying because you know the intent. The intent, it's like, I want to kill you, you fucking bitch. I want you to be dead and I want to eat you. That's
why
crazy.
Why work with them?
Yeah, I don't know. I think all we should just kill, like endangered species, let them die. This is Earth. Earth is telling you what is going on right now. It's called natural selection. What are we trying to fucking save these fucking animals for? They didn't make it.
No, I think they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They're here so far.
They've been around since like...
Oh, I'm not talking about...
Who?
Alligators.
They've been here since dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs, pretty much, right?
I'm talking about endangered species. Are they endangered?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm talking about like...
So you're talking about killing parrots now? Or?
Are parrots endangered?
I don't know, sir.
They have like bluebird species or something.
The fucking dodo bird, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Yeah.
What else? What else is in danger? Give me the top endangered
species.
Also,
how do they know? How do they know?
How many of what is out there?
How do they know?
They probably keep a good count.
No, there's no way they keep a good count. Have you ever seen anybody do anything?
Well,
nothing.
I watched something recently where it was like the last, where they only had like three dudes left. And they're like, we need a chick. And they were trying to like breed it with another thing. What was that animal, dude? And we watched them fail. It was like a little mini doc. I watched a species die off via documentary.
But when they're looking, how do they know they've looked?
Yeah, how do they know there's not one female out there
it's
somewhere?
It's a 9,000 pound rhino. I mean, what do you think? It's hiding?
I found a list of the top 10.
Well, sometimes they're parrots and stuff, like we said. A dodo bird.
Checked every tree?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
The Javan rhinoceros. How many are there?
50
between 58 and 68 in the wild.
See, they don't know the exact number.
None
good
in
job,
captivity.
Kim. Oh, it's all in the wild too.
Yeah.
Oh, that
the vaquita.
Nice.
What is that?
It's a rarest endangered marine animal. Oh, it's like a porpoise, small porpoise.
You have no porpoise.
I don't. Mountain gorillas. There's a 1,063 of them left.
Wow, that's sad.
Tigers.
Tigers?
Yeah.
3,900 left in the wild.
This is why I paid for James to play with them.
Just abused more tigers.
Abused tigers.
There's only 3,900 tigers left in the wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah, in the world.
There has to be more. That's what I'm saying.
No, but
I think only certain environments can have them.
So where are these tigers, Kim?
Dude, how are you seeing them all? How do you not know if you're missing some?
Where are these hidden tiger fucking
They're not standing colonies? There with a clicker. It's probably like... An educated guess.
Yeah, it's a general estimation based off of fucking...
I wonder how many tigers in captivity there are. I feel like there's a lot, obviously.
There's probably more in captivity than there are in the wild.
Well, that's why it was such a big deal for Tiger King. They were like essentially once the baby tiger's not a baby anymore, it becomes something that costs $5,000 a month to feed and nobody wants to pet it. So they're like...
It says they estimate about 5,000 tigers are in captivity around the world.
I played with 7 of them.
That's crazy. There's more in captivity.
I paid to play with like 7 of them. It's fucking dope. Do it again. In a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. Give me another endangered animal.
So Asian elephants, there are about 50,000 remaining in the wild. Orangutans.
Aw.
230,000 left.
That's not endangered.
Seems like good numbers.
That's
now.
A lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fucking orangutans.
It almost seems like
and they're fucking
too many?
Today. Yeah.
Let's get rid of half the orangutans in the world.
More tigers, less orangutans.
Agreed.
I say.
Agreed.
Leatherback sea turtles. There are between 26,000 and 43,000.
Okay.
Well, that's the shark's fault.
Well, also, how is? I thought this was in aw.
Snow that leopard. One's cute. Between 4,080 and 6,590. Irrawaddy dolphins.
Those are so
They're
cute.
So cute.
I do like it. There are, oh my God, less than 100 left.
Less than 100 Irrawaddy?
See, how do they, the oceans are big.
Dude, I bet you they're delicious.
No, I'll bet
Irrawaddy dolphin sushi, that would be the fucking best piece of sushi you've ever had.
I bet it tastes like butter. It's like Wagyu.
Yeah, it just melts on your tongue.
Dude.
That's all I would.
If I found one of those, there'd be one less in the world.
What was the movie, Freshman? Was the Freshman where they had a restaurant where they would serve endangered species? But it was like a scam. They were really just serving chicken. You guys don't remember that movie with Matthew Broderick? Solid movie.
Mm-mm.
Anything else, Shannon? Any other animals we should be knowing about?
The last one is the Atlantic bluefin tuna. It said records show a 72% decrease in the eastern Atlantic.
We actually eat these.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say how many are left, though.
They're delicious.
They're nice, fucking... Good. Dude, have you ever had a fresh tuna steak? Oh, best meal I've ever had in my entire life. Caught it directly from the ocean in Jamaica, man.
Yes, the movie was The Freshman.
I know the movie was a freshman, Shannon. I wasn't asking. I was telling. Damn, Shannon. Hit yourself again.
No.
Good.
Ooh,
girl.
She's fighting back, which also I like. I'm teaching her to be independent, see?
Yeah, that was all you're doing.
Do you see how I'm fucking teaching her the ways of womanhood? I told her how to insert a tampon. I swear to God I did.
In the gas digital bathroom.
I did. She was using maxi pads, like an old lady.
Maxi pads
she
are
was
actually
shoving
better.
Them in to her body.
Yeah, she was shoving the maxi pad like into, yeah.
Did you really teach her to use a tampon?
Yeah, I swear to God.
No.
Shannon, did I not teach you how to use a tampon?
Yes.
Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
She's terrified back there. She's shaking every time I turn around.
Yeah, I like that.
He didn't teach her how to take out a tampon. That's the reason. She has toxic shock syndrome.
All right, we're wrapping up. This has been a fun show. The Broad Topics gals in studio. Love having you guys here. Go support Broad Topics.
Thank you.
Go subscribe. Go fucking subscribe to the YouTube channel. This show's big things happening. Kim Congdon likely moving back to New York.
Maybe.
She wants to move back here. She loves it here. So... That'll be good. Look, Paco's excited. Paco's got a little fucking little crush on you, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You see that? Look at
what
Paco.
Paco.
Actually, he made a face of disgust when I said that. That was strange.
All right. How much would you take off the price of the dog for one night?
One night with Kim Congdon. Nothing. Wow.
That's
rude.
That was rude. You could just, you know, yes and lied. Us, Paco, you know.
Come on, Paco.
He just did it. He just bowed.
Did an Asian bow.
Oh, thank you. Oh. All right, we're done.
Thank you so much for having us on. This
of course,
was really
love
fun.
You guys. Love having
we
you both
you
on.
Too.
Go support Broad Topics, and we'll be back on Monday with another incredible episode. Good night.
Bye.
That's all, folks.